Hey, everybody, and welcome to yet another exciting episode of the Tech Ed Countdown Show. We are T-minus 7 weeks.
Episode three.
Or T-minus 10 weeks to Tech Ed Europe. So Tech Ed North America, New Orleans, Louisiana, June 3rd through the 6th.
And Tech Ed Europe in Madrid, Spain, not Barcelona, 25th to the 28th of June.
So today's episode, Rick, I thought it would be kind of cool. We've been digging through the forums. We've been seeing a lot of the feedback that's been coming in. I think we need to do a Tech Ed University orientation.
Okay, so that's different than the 101, because the 101 we're going to be doing that covered in a different show.
Yep.
And it's also the just before the conference starts.
Yeah, so this is like if you were touring a college campus.
Yeah.
What is it that you kind of need to get for the lay of the land?
Orientation-wise, how do you get there, first of all? We're going to be taking a flight, I'm assuming? Most people are going to take a flight?
It'd be a very long drive from Seattle, so I think we should take a plane.
Okay, so obviously you've watched the last episode where we covered the whole concept of going through Schedule Builder, booking all your stuff to pre-understand what conference sessions you want to go off and see, and to get our planning people already underway to understand what sessions are going to be very full.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how about we start with the flight?
All right, so there are a few things that before I even leave for the airport that I like to make sure that I have. I tend to want to carry a few extra items in my bag just in case, because you know obviously we're going to be there for quite some time.
Yeah.
So we're going to have checked luggage. So I put a few extra things in my bag, change clothes, that kind of a thing.
Nice.
So that's what I keep in my bag before I go to the airport.
Personally, we already had a big long thread discussion on the forums talking about shoes.
Shoes.
And so I thought for the flight, I take my shoes off, personally.
Yeah, and that drives me absolutely crazy. I don't like guys like you.
I just don't like having shoes on. But I thought I'd give some examples of some comfy shoes. Now, we're here in Vegas for MMS right now.
Absolutely.
We're stealing some time from MMS to be able to do this. And for some reason, people call these comfy shoes. I don't understand why, because they always take them off after wearing them for a while.
You always see them carrying around.
These are not comfy shoes, despite what people believe.
Right.
So let me give you an example. Here is one of my comfy shoes because I can't actually find my other comfy shoe right now.
I've lost one of my comfy shoes. Okay.
But the important part is it's not new. It's been broken in. If you buy new shoes, at least walk backwards with them for about a week and I'll break them in faster.
Okay. Don't bring new shoes.
Now, because in Tech Ed North America, it's in New Orleans.
Yes.
Some people think that they have to go off and pack beads. I haven't figured out the etiquette on that yet, if they're actually required to bring beforehand or afterwards, but don't spend a lot of money on them because you're just going to throw them anyway.
Okay. So we've got beads.
You got beads.
All right. Good.
Next up, we talked about power. So I've got a couple of power options. First of all, is an external battery is always good to make sure your items are charged.
Yes.
And this one's kind of cool because it has a mini port.
And that's come in handy here even on this trip because...
You forget your power charger, you borrow mine, because you can simply plug in and make friends.
Yep, absolutely.
Very good.
Yep.
I also happen to be an aficionado of travel items. This is a compact power strip. 4 plugs. Very cool.
Also comes in very handy.
Making friends.
Yep.
And then lastly, my cell phone charger, because I need to keep my cell phone charged when the battery pack's not available.
Yep. The next item... So we've got everything. We're good to go. I typically carry most of those items in my own carry-on bag, right? Batteries, everything else. The next thing we got to talk about is, okay, so you get to the airport early. Make sure you follow all the appropriate rules, everything else. Get there early. Don't go rushing for the plane last minute. Once you arrive in New Orleans, there's a couple of different options, or Madrid. There's a couple of different options on transportation options. Now, in New Orleans, honestly, the fastest route from the airport to your hotels, taxicab.
Okay. I believe there's also people talking about shared rides as an option. I've never used a shared ride before.
Sure. There are some shared ride shuttles, like you book in advance and you kind of make multiple stops. That is definitely an option.
Okay.
Another thing that a lot of folks are doing, if you are active in our forums, and if you're not, you need to be, so go to either the Tech Ed North America or the Tech Ed Europe forums on Channel 9. There's a lot of people who are like, hey, who's coming from Boston or who's coming from this region? And if you happen to be on the same flights, sharing a taxi cab is a great way to start your networking opportunities at Tech Ed.
Good point. So when I get to the hotel, personally, the first thing I do is I unpack all my technology, set up my laptop, my wireless hub, my power strip, and my charging stations, and make sure all my technology is working. That's just what I do.
You are so much further along than me because I basically push my bag in and then immediately leave to go to the convention center to get the lay of the land.
Ah, okay. Well, I eventually make it there. I just don't make it a priority because I got to make sure my laptop's working personally.
Sure. Yeah, everybody does things a little bit differently. But once I get to the convention center, I tend to get there when registration is open early.
Yep.
Right? So make sure you register early. Don't be the guy that is yelling at the folks at registration because you're 5 minutes before the keynote starts, and the keynote is another mile down the convention center.
Yes.
So don't be that guy. So I get registered early, and then I just kind of do a quick little walkthrough, right? I don't walk the entire venue. I just kind of walk through. I figure out, okay, here's where breakfast is going to be. Here's where the keynote's going to be, just so I get a feel for it, maybe how long in advance I need to get there in order to make sure I have breakfast and get to the keynote on time.
Good stuff. M. Pfeiffer, M-F-I-F-E-R, on Channel 9, gives a good little suggestion here. And they actually say, you know, when you're planning out your schedule, he actually says plan for rest breaks during your week. Because you will have a full head
yeah.
in all the sessions.
So don't go powering through and book session after session after session. Okay?
Plan in some rest breaks.
Yeah, absolutely. Frederick Nielsen on Channel 9.
One of our friends from Europe.
If you are traveling from non-North American cities, bring your power adapters. Bring your power adapters.
Yes.
All right, so we've got all of our stuff. We're registered. We're good to go.
Yeah.
The next thing that I'm going to tell everybody to do is on Sunday night, the night before the event begins, or Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, we are doing Tech Ed 101.
Which is not this show.
No, it's not this
something
kind
different.
Of university orientation. It's something different. We'll go into more details about Tech Ed. So get that in your schedule and do some Tech Ed 101. We're doing it with our friend Richard Campbell.
We'll be there.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll be there.
Now, that gets us through Sunday, and then there's some other, you know, or sometimes there's some networking opportunities. Yep. And say, oh, go check out New Orleans. Amazing food in New Orleans. So Monday morning, getting up early, how do I get from my hotel to the conference center?
Well, it kind of depends on your hotel. We're running shuttle buses from all the ones that are part of the sites. Make sure that you book enough time for congestion and people that are on the bus, that sort of stuff, and,
yep.
and crowdedness, to make sure to get an early enough one to be able to get your seat and get comfortable inside the convention center.
Yep.
That's the easiest way. Personally, I'm not that far from the convention center. I like to walk.
Yep.
So I'm walking.
It just all depends. And folks, this year, I've seen the question a couple of times about the shuttles. The shuttles will be continuously running.
Oh, okay.
So all day long. I know in years past, we've kind of broken it up a little bit and had times where the shuttle buses aren't actually running. So that's another opportunity. Get there, like, get some breakfast in, you get some, for me, I've got to have my coffee.
Yeah, right? Actually, another guy on Channel 9, Joe Elway. Joe Elway, thank you.
Elway,
they got it. He actually says, if your hotel room has a fridge, you can go and stock up beforehand and actually get some cereal, some milk, some crackers and stuff like that, just in case you want to fuel up and you don't find that you have time to be able to get the conference breakfast.
Yeah, that's a great, great, great tip.
Gary Wooden.
Matt S.O. at Matt S.O. On Channel 9 says, it's going to be hot. If you're coming from cooler climates, bring appropriate clothing. But yes, it's hot outside. When you get inside, the air conditioning in these conference centers is absolutely amazing. It's amazing that they can get things that cold.
Yeah.
I always have layers with me, so I always have an additional jacket. I've got one sitting just right off stage here.
Yeah.
So definitely make sure that you've got that with you.
Now,
get
I know,
to the keynote, get your seat early.
I know this tip doesn't apply to you.
No.
This is from @MKE077. Bring at least one nice shirt. Because you never know, you might be asked to go off to a more formal place to go off and eat and dance. And the reason why I say that is because you are always the most svelte dresser on the team.
Oh, well, thank
you. So you don't have to worry about that one.
Or maybe it has to be the fact that when we landed here in Vegas and we tried to go out, you couldn't go out with us because
I was wearing conference wear.
So you had to go buy an additional shirt.
So I do have a nice shirt now. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me.
Bring it. You can bring it, though.
During the conference as well, another good comment was that I've seen a couple times is, do I bring a laptop? Do I not bring a laptop?
Okay. So this has spurred on quite a bit of debate.
This is like the chicken and the egg.
Almost. Now, we need them, right? Because we've got a lot of things going on. You've got sessions going on. Channel 9 Live,
I'm bringing four laptops, but that's just me.
But from an attendee perspective, now, I've attended a lot of these conferences, and I bring one to have with me, but a lot of the times, it just ends up getting left in my room in the safe. So I don't actually take it to the conference center itself. I did that the first time, and when you're walking around, and you're packing it around, and the laptop, and the power supply, it may only be a four-pound laptop, but that thing starts to weigh on you. So, you know, there's a lot of different options. There's these amazing tablets that are out now.
I wonder where they are.
They have infinite battery life. They never die. And they wake up just like that. It's a pad of paper.
Pad of paper?
Pad of paper.
Pad of paper works.
Yep.
I want to call it specifically to @ Peter Maria, P-E-T-E-R-M-A-R-I-A.
Yep.
He was actually asking, he's going a step above and beyond. If he brings a laptop, it happens to be one of those fruit company ones.
Yep.
And he was asking, should he reformat it, wipe off the OS, and boot camp it with Windows? That's going above and beyond. If you want to do that, fill your boots. Come on and see us at Channel 9 stage. Maybe I'll give you a sticker or something like that.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yep. But do you have to? No.
You don't have to. Just so you know.
Be comfortable with, yes. I mean, and really, this is kind of a theme here. Be comfortable, yes, in everything that you're doing. There's not a lot there that could really throw you out of your element. So just be comfortable.
There's actually one more comment about the laptop I want to call out here. @ V-E-C-N-A. I forget what how you would say that. But actually, he says, turn off all downloading programs.
Yes.
That you might have running in the background. Because our networking guys at the conference are actually very astute at different types of network traffic and patterns. And will shut you down, eventually blacklisting the laptop.
Yep.
So make sure you have that stuff turned off.
Yep. Finally, one last little bit. Our friend Brandy Pepper. Hi, Brandy.
Hey.
She says, bring an insulated mug.
Ah, good point.
Because at the conference center, and I'm at one, not so insulated, and my hot coffee there is burning
stone
my hand
cold.
Because I forgot to put the little sleeve on it. So,
and it's also a small size, too, because I know you normally drink a venti.
Yes. I drink two ventis at the same time.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm a Seattle guy. What do you want from me?
I think we kind of covered it, my friend.
I think that's it. Lots of great newbie information here. Now, of course, everybody make sure, get those schedules built, get registered if you haven't been registered.
Yep.
All these tips really do translate from TechEd in New Orleans to also Madrid.
Yep.
Madrid's going to be similar in climate, a little bit warm. It's going to be summertime. So make sure that we take care of everything there. We've got just a couple of minutes left, so we want to make sure that everybody participates in the forum. So go to channel9.msdn.com, go to forums, look for TechEd North America or TechEd Europe.
Right, and continue the conversation about some other suggestions for first-timers into the TechEd culture.
Yep, absolutely. There's a lot of threads on it. Of course, as always, if you enjoy this countdown show and you'd like to see something, you'd like to see a topic cover, make sure you let us know. You can comment on the video below. Give us those star ratings, of course, or participate in the forums.
Use the Twitter is also another option.
Yep.
And the hashtag for, we'll talk about social stuff online in a little while, but pound sign or hashtag or MS TechEd for,
yep,
TechEd North America seems to be the trend.
Yep.
And Europe, they actually have a separate one. It's TEE 2013, I do believe.
Okay.
We'll double check that. We'll double check that on our site to make sure we have the right ones.
And also, just so everybody knows, msteched.com is the place to go. Single resource for your registration.
You got her.
Look forward to seeing you next week at another exciting episode. This is countdown episode number 3. So T-7, T-10. We'll see you next week.
Ciao.